This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with John Cornelius. John, how are you this morning?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, so if we're going to go back to the beginning, where were you born, and what year was that?
I was born here in Indianapolis, 1950, January 20th.
So you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
I did, thank you.
You're welcome. So where'd you go to grade school and high school?
Went to St. Joan of Arc from kindergarten through eighth grade.
Okay.
And went away to a military school and high school and finished up at in college at Indiana State University.
At Indiana State.
Graduated in 72.
And you, your wife became Ellen, is that correct?
Yes, and just a side note on that, Ellen and I first laid eyes on each other in third grade at St. Joan of Arc, and we were kind of boyfriend, girlfriend from about, I don't know, eighth grade through high school and most of college, and then a couple years after college, we got married.
So what class was it you were in?
We were a class of grade school, St. Joan of Arc, 1964.
No. What class were you guys in when you laid eyes on each other? Was it math class?
Third grade at St. Joan of Arc.
So it was just basically the overall general classes. You were in the same class in third grade.
Yeah. Back in those days, we didn't change classes until eighth grade.
Okay. So if you were going to describe the kind of the mentality and the people in the community of St. Joan of Arc, how would you describe them?
Most everybody was really good. We had good relationships with the majority of the kids that I went to school with, and especially in my grade. And I still have some very close friends from going all the way back to first grade that I knew from St. Joan of Arc. We're still friends today.
And as far as the church, did you get involved, you and your wife get involved in any aspects of the church or any groups or any committees or anything to help?
We kind of did and continue to do so off and on. I still go to St. Joan of Arc, kind of split up between St. Joan of Arc and Immaculate Heart. Immaculate Heart is our closer parish, but I still attend St. Joan of Arc, and I just help out, volunteer in some areas, French Market and Eucharistic Minister.
Okay.
At St. Joan of Arc.
So what aspect of French Market were you helping out with?
Mainly fundraising, and I still do that.
Okay. And if you were going to pick maybe a couple memories that always just kind of stand out, what's some of your favorite memories at the church?
The church itself?
Yeah.
We attended church just about every day in grade school. I was an altar boy, and so mostly good memories from that, and some of the major things that we had, first communion, confirmation, and then eighth grade graduation. Some of those things I still remember, not quite a great memory, but I still have good memories of those times.
And as far as the architecture,
yeah, we also got married in St. Joan of Arc too.
Okay, so as far as like the architecture and some aspects of the artistry inside, what's some of your favorite aspects of the artistry inside the church?
I think just the pillars in the church, inside the church, the main altar, and the area around the altar, the communion rail in front of the altar, and the church, of course, most people probably know that by now. It was redone here a few years ago, and they did a great job with that and added lights to the church, made it brighter, which was a great move.
Okay,
as part of the renovation.
And who would you say, if you were going to select a few people that you've always known that have done well helping the church, if you're going to give them some appreciation, who would you like to point out?
Let's see. You mean, fundraising and just helping out in the church. Molly Seidel, over the years, probably she's been a big help with St. Joan of Arc. She was a year ahead of me, and that's probably the main one I would say.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about the church in general or the school from any particular memories you've got?
A lot of good memories from the school and the church. Had good teachers. Mostly we had sisters, nuns, Sisters of Providence. And it's just overall good memories of all that.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time today. I know that, you know, it's going to be great to be able to have these out so everybody can hear everybody's perspective, and you're going to be able to hear it at voicesofstjoanofarc.com.
Okay.
So if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out, but just stay on the line.